What was it, what?
A WM. Everything was marked WM106 or WM285. What's WM? M. Well, it was explained to me that it was a window matter. Well, that wasn't much of an explanation. And I said, what do you mean a window matter? Well, in the early days of the Supreme Court, certain of the files, briefs, the records were placed on the windowsill in the old Capitol building, and each one of the justices could take the window matters. They might be asking for specific relief, less than a full hearing on a case or something, but they were termed window matters, or their applications for leave to appeal. But as the court became more sophisticated and as the population of the state of Michigan increased and the litigation increased and the appellate process was more utilized, of course, this could not go on, and we changed that name to Commissioner's Reports. So they became known as Commissioner Reports rather than Window Matters.
How did you pick your first law clerk, or did you inherit one?
No, I did not inherit one. This was a process that came as a surprise to me. It's something I had not anticipated, perhaps. But we received letters from various students of the law schools who were seeking the position as a clerk. And we made available to them an opportunity, personal interviews, and then made the selection after that process. And it was a very private thing we left each of the justices to do. And at the time, they, again by tradition, we were allowed one clerk, and yet workload for one clerk is very tremendous for one justice. And it became necessary before my term was ended, my tenure was ended, that I had two clerks. I think G. Minnett Williams, prior to that being authorized by the court, was in a position financially to hire an extra clerk on his own,
on
his own resources.